Espresso English Podcast, Episode 27. One word, two pronunciations, two meanings. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. In today's lesson, you're going to learn 8 English words that can be pronounced 2 different ways, and the meaning of these words change depending on their pronunciation. Here's an example. The word progress is a noun. It means movement towards a goal or endpoint. For example, I've been making a lot of progress in my English speaking skills. But the word progress, with the stress on the second syllable, is a verb. That means the action of moving towards a goal or endpoint. For example, medical technology is progressing very quickly. Can you hear the difference? Progress is a noun, and progress is a verb. Another word like this is record and record. Record is a noun. That means something that is put in writing or another permanent form such as audio, film, or a computer database to preserve the information. For example, our records show that your order was shipped on January 13th. Record is a verb. That's the action of putting information in writing or another permanent form to preserve it. For example, is it okay if I record today's lecture? I'd like to listen to it again later. We also have a slang expression. If someone says something off the record, it means that statement is not intended for publication. For example, the president told the journalist that his statements were completely off the record. Our next pair of words is perfect and perfect. Perfect is an adjective meaning complete, without errors, mistakes, or flaws. For example, she has perfect teeth. And perfect is a verb meaning to make something perfect or complete. For example, I've been studying English for a while, but I'd really like to perfect my pronunciation. Again, that's perfect and perfect. You might notice a pattern that the word with the stress on the first syllable tends to be a noun or adjective, and the word with the stress on the second syllable tends to be a verb. 2 more words that follow this pattern are export and import. Export and import are nouns, meaning products or materials that are sent outside the country, in the case of exports, or brought into the country, in the case of imports. For example, coffee and soybeans are the country's biggest exports. That means the country sends coffee and soybeans to other countries. Now, when we stress the second syllable of the word, export and import, that refers to the action. That's a verb. That refers to the action of sending products or materials outside the country, in the case of export, or bringing products or materials into the country, in the case of import. For example, 20 billion barrels of oil were exported in 2009. Our next word is protest and protest. A protest is a noun meaning a group of people who are against or who disapprove of something. For example, there's a huge protest happening in the city park. There must be 10,000 people there. And protest, the verb, refers to the action of taking organized action to disapprove of something. For example, the students protested when the teacher gave extra homework. Protest and protest. Next we have rebel and rebel. This time, I'll start with the second one, rebel. That's a verb, to use force to oppose a government or authority. For example, the people rebelled against the oppressive dictator. And rebel, with the stress on the first syllable, is a noun, meaning a person who rebels. For example, 15 rebels were killed in the battle. The word rebel is also used to describe a person who generally does things very differently from the established or generally accepted way. For example, my son's a little bit of a rebel. That means he likes to go against the rules or conventions or expectations, but it doesn't mean he's participating in battles. Our next word is permit and permit. Permit is a verb, meaning to let or allow. For example, alcohol is not permitted inside the school. And a permit is a noun. This means permission, usually in written or official form. For example, we need to get a building permit from the city before beginning construction. That's permit and permit. And our final pair of words is object and object. These two have completely different meanings. An object is a noun, meaning a thing, a physical item. For example, babies often reach for shiny objects like earrings and necklaces. And object is a verb. This means to be against, to express a disagreeing opinion. For example, I strongly object to the manager's decision to cut employee benefits. Object means a thing, and object means to express a disagreeing opinion. The English language has a lot of crazy pronunciation details, like the ones in this lesson, and it can be difficult to know how to pronounce English words correctly. If you want to improve your pronunciation, you'll love the American English Pronunciation course at EspressoEnglish.net. This course goes over all the sounds in the English language with lots of exercises for you to practice listening and repeating. At the end of the course, there's also the opportunity to get your pronunciation evaluated by me. I'll listen to your speaking sample and give you some personalized suggestions for improvement. If you'd like to improve your pronunciation so that you can speak English more clearly and confidently, visit EspressoEnglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the American English Pronunciation course. You can see more details about the lessons, as well as take a free sample lesson. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net. where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.